It's time to take your place on the starting grid and get ready for Racer Radio. Your host, Dave Stone, about to take you for a white-knuckled lap around the motorsports industry, covering everything from top-notch national drivers and crew chiefs right down to your local kid racers and racetracks. Watch for the apex, because here comes Racer Radio with Dave Stone.
All right, folks, welcome. You are listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170, The Answer. Brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection. Want to make your car go faster? Want to get better fuel mileage? Hey, San Diego Carburetor can do it, whether it's a stock vehicle, modified vehicle, or a classic. He has all the parts and pieces to keep that car running. Go to sdcarb.com, sdcarb.com. All right, y'all know how much a big monster truck fan I am. Well, I reached out to Christian Storman Norman, and he's with the Hot Wheels Monster Truck show that's coming to Pechanga in November. Take a listen.
All right. Hey, folks, if you're into monster trucks, let me tell you what. The Hot Wheels Monster Truck Series is coming to Pechanga November 9th and 10th for three action-packed performance days. And let me tell you what, the Hot Wheels Monster Trucks, there's a whole group of them, and we've got one of the drivers, Christian Storman Norman, on the line. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good, man. How are you doing, bud? I'm looking forward to it, bud. We're ready to rock it.
Oh, my gosh. You're going to be in Pechanga. Now, I've not seen the arena, but I got a sneaky feeling it's going to be pretty challenging because the folks that put those obstacles in are a little sadistic, if you want my honest opinion.
Hey, man, you know what? We always get over those obstacles, man. Hey, challenge accepted, right?
Absolutely. So now this is a special Hot Wheels series, and it's not just you. You got some other trucks involved. Who are some of the other Hot Wheels trucks that are going to be at Pechanga?
Oh, heck yeah, man. It's so I drive the Hot Wheels Racing number one truck, and it's a really cool, sleek-looking truck. It's got the racing stripes on it and the Hot Wheels logos on it. It's just such a neat-looking truck. But, yeah, you're right, man. We've got trucks like Tiger Shark, Bone Shaker, V8 Bomber, and even Demo Derby. And we got a favorite coming on, too. It's Bigfoot. We got Bigfoot coming on in the house, man. It's going to be nuts, man. So I tell you, it's going to be a good time, and it's, you know, it's super cheap, too. I mean, kids are just $8, I mean, to bring your kids to the show. I mean, and it's not just for the little kids, too. It's for the big kids, too, right? I'm sure you're excited, too, right?
Oh, heck yeah, man. I'm going to be there. And, you know, I got to tell you, I cover a lot of motorsports. And, you know, fan access is at different levels with different, you know, forms of motorsports. Nobody. The only one that might be second would be NHRA drag racing, but monster trucks, I mean, at least you'll let the kids sit inside the wheels and get up close, and, you know, you guys are so accessible, you know, when you guys do, like, the Crash Zone pre-show party, and that in itself, I mean, the show itself is phenomenal, but that pre-show is even more fun for the kids.
Oh, yeah, and it's not only just that, but it's also free, too, so you know, all you got to do is just present your ticket at the front door, and they'll just let you ride in, man. And you can take pictures with the trucks. You can get all the autographs from myself and all the other drivers, even the FMX motocross guys. Because hey, it's not just monster trucks. We got FMX and even Megasaurus too. So you're gonna get a lot of bang for your buck, and it's gonna be incredible, man. I mean, it's great memories for the entire family, and you just gotta be there. It's just experience for yourself. The colors, the sounds, the smells, it's going to be nuts, man. It's going to be a good family fun time. And, man, I just can't wait to see everybody there. And as you've mentioned before, too, there are three chances for you to see the show at the Pechanga Arena. You can get tickets at HotWheelsMonsterTrucksLive.com or even at the box office at the Pechanga Arena. And, you know, you got three opportunities. It's two on Saturday, and that's a 12:30 and 6:30 with a 10 o'clock and a 5 o'clock crash zone. And you got one at 1:30 on Sunday with an 11 o'clock 4 o'clock crash zone. So, hey, I know everybody's busy, you know, during the weekends, and they've got other events and things going on around town, but you just can't miss this one, man. You got 3 opportunities. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, and you know you're going to fill the place. I mean, that will not be
Yeah, oh, totally.
And I haven't looked at the schedule, but I don't think you're coming to San Diego. So this is the only opportunity, you know, Monster Truck fans will get to get up close and personal, and that's at Pechanga. We're only talking 1 hour and 20 minutes away. So, but I don't think you're coming to San Diego this year, are you?
Oh, yeah, yeah, we sure are, man. San Diego's on the docket, man. But I tell you, you know, and of course you can check out the schedule on Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live, you know, .com to see everything. And it's going to be this is one unprecedented tour, man. I mean, we're going all over the place. We've got the UK overseas going on next year. We've got Denmark. We've got Poland. It's really incredible, man. This is the first year it's ever going on, and it's just exploding around the globe. Man, it's just, it's really neat, man. I'm so glad, and it's an honor to be a part of it as well. But it's an incredible honor to meet all the great fans all around the country and all around the world. And, you know, to come here at the Pechanga Arena, too, that's even incredible in itself, because it's the first time that we're going to be there, too. So, you know, it's we're practically making history here, you know.
Well, that's even better to add another event on the West Coast, because, you know, sometimes it's hard for us to get folks to come cross country. So I know, you know, all the fans are going to be thrilled. And the autograph session, so tell me, now remember, this is a family show, what's the most unusual thing you've autographed?
Oh man, that's a hard question. Oh god, that's, I'd say probably at least 10,000. You know, a lot of people say, man, doesn't your hand get tired from signing all those autographs? And I said, no, I'm just used to it. It's all good. Because, you know, hey, we want to make sure that everybody that comes to our Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live show gets an autograph and, you know, even gets the t-shirt or a flag or any of the other cool stuff. We even got toys, for sale there. So you can actually buy your own Bone Shaker Hot Wheels toy and see the real thing, you know. It's, and that's what's really cool. It's putting the toy into real life, and that's what's so unprecedented about it. It's, you just don't get that, and it's super cool, man. And I love it when I see all the kids. They bring their Hot Wheels monster truck toys for me to sign, and yeah, it's really neat, man. It's just, like I said, it's not just neat for the fans. It's also neat for me, and I just love every minute of it, bud.
Well, I'm so glad Hot Wheels is involved, because Hot Wheels, to me, in today, seems to be synonymous with the monster truck. Now, it's probably because you've been on this tour, what, since January?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, January, man. We've been all over the place. We started in Edinburgh, Texas, and then Cleveland, and then just every which way from that point on, man. And, you know, I know we go pretty fast, man. So, like I said, if you want to catch up with us, man, Hot Wheels Monster Trucks Live.com is where it's at. You can catch us anywhere around the globe, man.
So, mark your calendar, folks. November 9th and 10th, 3 action-packed shows. Go to HotWheelsMonsterTrucks.com for tickets, or you can get them at the gate. Bring the kids, bring your grandma, bring your family. Go to the crash zone, free party, get some autographs, get some pictures. And I think it's a great idea. Buy the diecast at the event. Go get that driver to sign it. Then take that home, play with it for 10 minutes, and then put it in a cabinet. Because someday that's going to be
you're totally right, man. I mean, and that's, you can only do that by, you know, coming to our shows. Because we'll sign anything, man. We'll sign the roof of the little Hot Wheels truck or the hood or anywhere, man. It's super cool, man. I mean, the kids, they just love it, you know. But you're right, it's for the big kids too, man. It's not just for the little ones. So bring your grandpa, grandma, aunt, uncle, mom, dad, everybody is welcome, man. So, like I said, it's a good time, and you're gonna go back home with a lot of smiles and memories, that's for sure.
That's right, and don't forget to root for Christian Storm and Norman. He'll be out there trying to get that first place trophy. I got a sneaky feeling.
Oh, yeah, man. I tell you, you know, all the drivers are good, but that's the plan is to take the whole win, man. And that's a really cool feeling, man, when you get to hold the trophy up and take the Titan Cup home, man. So it's a great feeling. So, but hey, I don't just drive to win just for myself, man. I drive for these fans because all the fans, you know, as loud as it is, and of course, you know, monster trucks are super loud. But as loud as it is, I can actually hear the fans screaming and cheering through my helmet. So it's unbelievable, man. It's crazy.
All right. Nothing better than winning the trophy and beating one of the Andersons. By the way, I don't know if you'll believe this or not, but a lot of times people will call me, and then when they go racing, they win. So if that works, you can call me anytime.
Sweet. Awesome, man. Well, thanks for being my good luck charm, bud. So I'm pretty much guaranteed to take the win then, right?
That's right, and I'm going to see you on the 9th. So you be safe until then. Have some fun and keep that truck rocking.
Awesome, man. Hey, thank you so much, bud. And I'm just looking forward to seeing everybody come to the show, man. It's going to be a killer time, man. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah. Go to HotWheelsMonsterTrucks.com. Check out all the videos. Get some tickets. Get some fun souvenirs. And just bring the family and enjoy the weekend because the weather will be perfect. Thanks, buddy. Good talking to you.
Hey, good talking to you, too, man. And, hey, take care, and we'll see you at the show, bud.
I'll be there.
Welcome back. You're listening to FM 96.1, AM 1170, The Answer. This segment's brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better. You know that 80% of their used cars are trade-ins? I'm telling you, man, you can't beat that with a stick. Go to ElCajonMotors.com or ElCajonFord.com. Either way, check them out. Go down new, used, commercial trucks, and their service department is full service. And I mean that by the fact that they'll work on every car in your driveway. That's right. Does not just have to be a Ford. Go to where the experts go. And don't forget, they support Barona Speedway. They had their last race last night of the season. We got Dirt Dude on the line, and I got a feeling it was a barn burner. How you doing here, Dirt Dude?
Dude, it was a great night last night. I mean, it's sad when the season ends because, you know, that's the end of racing for, you know, 3 or 4 months. We actually still have another race that we're going to go that's not on the – we added onto the schedule. It's not part of the normal point season, but it's going to be another race in November, and I'll talk about that a little bit more. I'll just go through how the night went for we actually ended the season, so we actually had Main Event winners, and we had overall points winners or the champions for the season. And our junior drivers, our junior sprints, actually, Deegan Ivory got a Main Event win, and Caleb Perkins was the champion for our junior sprint. And on to the Mini Dwarf, the Sportsman, Gage Baldwin got a Main Event win, and Logan Perkins got the overall for champion. And then our Mini Dwarf Masters was TJ Sexton got a Main Event win, and Jade Medina actually crashed out in the main, but he still got the championship. And then on to our big track. So we had the Street Stock Main Event, and it was a great, great main event. Brian Brown showed up in someone else's car, and that car's fast. You got it dialed in. They're getting ready. They're going to go to the Bud Nationals in Bakersfield next weekend. But he got a main event win last night, and he was out the race prior, and he set fast time for the track record. So he was hoping to beat it again last night. Track was almost there, but not where he's going to be breaking records, but it was still fast. Dave Capella got the championship point win. It was actually came down to a tie between him and Mike Pridgen, and they had to go to main event wins. Dave Capella had 5 main event wins to Mike Pridgen's 3 main event wins. So that's how Dave Capella got the main event win on that one. And then on to Dwarf Cars, had a great field last night. They showed up with 21 cars. Michael Tobiasen got a main event win. Darren Brown was the champion for this season. Our modifieds, we've already just found out who our IMCA points champion was, but we still had Barona modified champion to go to. Eric Evans got a main event win last night. Matthew Hicks blew up a motor in the hot lap session, pushed it out, got one lap in, trying to start the heat race. and he needed to. He didn't really need to start the main event. He just needed to make sure that the person that was in second was Bill Miller out of Yuma, that he didn't win the main event because the points are really close. But Eric Evans won, so that held off Matt Hicks so he could get his championship win for our Brona points. On to our pure stocks. Steve Lutz got another main event win. That was his second one. Jason Aldridge was our champion for the season. And Nick Novak, one of our new drivers out there, was Rookie of the Year. That was pretty cool to see him get that. Pony stocks, we had Dennis Taylor, got a main event win last night, and also won the championship. Lucas Vandersteeg got a main event win and championship. That was cool to see because they had a strong year. In our side-by-side last night, Tyler Peck got the third main event win. We had five of them show up. The Robert Marcus, every race he's been in, he's rolled over, but he still keeps going. Last night, first lap in, comes in and one of the real tight barrel rolls into the corner, or tight corners. Barrel rolls it so hard. I went over there when they were rolling him back over, and you can see where the cage went into the dirt, and his light bar and everything was just a perfect imprint in the corner of the cage right into the dirt. Rolled it back over, and he kicks it up, starts it up, and then he ended up finishing fourth for the night, even after he rolled over. But we're talking that he's rolled over every time he's raced there, but still continues to run. And then we had Lawnmowers there last night. Was great to see them. They came out for the last time for the season. Great show. Matthew Dormer was in the modified mowers and then in the super mod, Wesley Crabtree, the guy that runs the whole association, finally got that monkey of a win off his back. So he finally got a main event win. Really scary in their main event win, or the main event show. Two family members got together. Gary Papps was trying to catch up to his son, Luke Papps, caught the rear tire. Tire went down on the mower of Luke, and the car got sideways. Gary spun around and flew off the berm backwards and landed. Lucky enough, he was okay. And then Luke, actually, that's the first time I've ever seen a mower flip, mower roll over. So he rolled the mower over, and then he got up, and he was okay. So it was crazy to see, but you don't really see it that much. But they were racing really hard, and it's great to see them at our track, and they love being there. And we're looking forward to next year to having them come back, along with everything else. Troy does such a great job at our track, along with the whole Salazar family, you know, Trish, Judy, Todd, Troy, whatever they can try and that'll bring the fans in, they're going to try and bring in. And November 15th and 16th, that's a Friday and Saturday, coming up, we're doing a two-day event, and it looks like we're featuring the pure stocks are going to be there, and they're going to do an enduro race one of the nights, 100 laps, and they're going to do a main event the other night for a 30-lap main event. Bringing in the mini sprints, we're going to see if we're going to run wings or non-wings one night or the other night, or both nights if we run wings. We're going to actually see how many show up and make it a group decision, who wants to run with a wing, who wants to run without a wing. Mm-hmm. Also, we're going to have dwarf cores there and our modifieds if we can get enough people, and that's going to be a Friday, Saturday show. Two different events, I think. I'm not sure how they're going to do it. Still waiting to see. Troy's still trying to figure out what people want to do as far as our drivers, because they're going to make it kind of like their personal, like everyone gets an input, and the overall input will decide what we're going to do.
And what are the dates on that again?
That is November the 15th and 16th. That's a Friday-Saturday show. The 15th will probably be a Friday afternoon, and then Saturday is going to be a normal, like a Saturday race. Mm-hmm. So we'll probably start at like 5 o'clock. I think Friday we're maybe going to start a little bit later so everyone can get up there, probably about at like a 7 o'clock show.
Right.
And then see what we're going to run. But it's still up in the air, but we've got the classes nailed down. Like I said, pure stocks, once again, it's going to be an enduro. The mini sprints are going to be there, and definitely dwarf cars. The only thing is that weekend is a duel in the desert in Vegas. Uh-oh. And that's a big modified main event. Mm. Modified. I talked to some people who are like, we're going to go to Vegas for that duel in the desert. That's a big thing going on. And then, but there's a lot of racing still to finish up in November. Paris has still got the Oval Nationals. Mm-hmm. Cocopaw's got a bunch of races coming up. They actually have a race the same weekend as the Oval Nationals. And, you know, it's just so much going on. Turkey Night's going to be a couple different places. Ventura. There's a lot of places out in Arizona that are doing a Turkey Night. And then, plus, Kokopah, one of our, you know, good friends now, they're starting up in their winter series. So, you know, starting from January, February, and March, that's going to be when they're doing all their racing. They're doing, you know, a couple of races here in November, and then they'll probably take a break December. They're getting their schedule out, and that's going to be a good night of racing, too.
That sounds fantastic. Yeah, it's kind of a sad day, you know, when the season stops. But you got to get your cars fresh. You got to look for new sponsors. Got to get the track worked on, and you know, which it doesn't really need that much work. But, I mean, it's just it's kind of a good time to take a breath, and it's nice that the Salazars are sprinkling a few races within the off season just to keep everybody tuned up, so to speak.
Yeah, it's one of those things. You actually need to take a break, or else people get burnt out, or, you know, you just start losing people. Like, you're not going to go anymore because you've just seen it so much. But like I said, we're talking a lot of big different changes. And for next season, you know, we're talking about those the Hornet class, that IMC Hornet class, which is the four-cylinder class. Everyone I talk to, I'm like, hey, you should be building one of those. Like, we are building it. So I'm hoping that that's going to take off. Also, the Sport Mod, which is a B mod. They call it a B mod or a Sport Mod. That is a lower division of the Modifieds. So it's not as deep in the pockets, and you still race. They look like a Modified. I mean, they're the same thing as a Modified, except for, you know, some different changes, motor power ratio, suspension-wise. I think they're on a three-link rear end on the B mods versus the four-link on a regular mod. So, and that's another thing we're bringing in. Also, you know, mowers coming back, trying to get side by sides. You know, that class is going to kick off and get more people into that. And if it doesn't work, we're going to try whatever our fans want. I told them last night, hey, this is your track, guys.
Right.
Let us know what you want to see. We will provide whatever interests you.
Sure.
Just let us know what you want to see. And then, you know, the whole Salazar family has been way great this year on what we can do. And, you know, it's been so great that they're all working together and trying to make this thing, you know, the best track in San Diego County here.
Right. Well, I'm going to try to reach out to the Salazars. Maybe we can get some of the, you know, division champions to come down to KUSI and give a kind of a last hurrah for the season.
Yeah, we need to really push this November 15th and 16th race is what we really want to make sure that, you know, everyone knows about what they're going to be racing November.
Well, let me see if I can't. I don't know where my booking is, but let me see where I'm at. If nothing else, I'll do a double just so we can get some. You know, we don't have to get a lot of cars. Just get a couple cars down here to talk about the 15, 16. All right, buddy. Always good.
Let the name get out there.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for what you do, Dave. You know, helping us out, Bronis Speedway. Thank you so much, man.
My pleasure, and thanks to El Cajon Ford. We're nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better. We're going to take a quick break. We come back. We got Scott Delosio on the line. He'll talk about his race last night. It wasn't the last one, right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170. The Answer. The Answer. This segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway, 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris, California, 951-940-0134. Go to parisautospeedway.com for all your racing fix, because, man, let me tell you, nobody goes faster than Paris Auto Speedway. Scott Delosio on the line. How you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Doing just fine. Did you have a good night last night?
Yeah, I watched two hockey games.
Oh, that's right. You didn't run last night, did you?
Right. The fair opened yesterday, so we did not have a race last night. We have a race coming up this Friday at 7 p.m. during the fair. It's going to be the PASCAR Street Stock race with Alyssa Smith, who has now won two races in a row between Paris and Ventura.
Wow.
And that's going to start at 7. Your ticket to the fair gets you into that event absolutely free.
That is awesome. So no Saturday, but Friday.
Yeah, right. I got fired by the fair back in July, so I'm not sure exactly the other events they have going on. but people can go to their website, SoCalFair.com, and find out what's happening. I'm sure there'll be something going on. I know there's other racing stuff going on during the fair, but the only one that involves us is the stock car race on Friday. So if they go check that website, they'll find out what else is going on.
Yeah, great. All right. Well, that sounds like a lot of fun.
I had to get in the part that they fired me, okay? Okay?
And I
had to get that in.
What is up with that? That makes no sense to me at all.
Well, it doesn't to me either, but it makes sense to them, and that's the way they want it. Then let them...
Yeah, let them figure out what it's like. Well, it's funny because I did I used to do this wave crest, you know, a lot of wood cars. And at the last minute, they called me up. Well, we don't need you anymore. We're going a different direction. I said, oh, okay, fine. And about 2 days before, oh, my God, you got to come. You got to come. The guy didn't have a DJ. So,
nice.
You never know. They well, see, you're the good guy. You don't burn bridges, so they'll probably come back.
Well, it doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, probably right now, under the current regime, it probably does matter to me that I wouldn't go back.
I know.
You're going to get me in trouble.
No, I'm not going to get you in trouble. We're always in trouble. That's what happens when you get old.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I qualify for that comment as well.
Oh, man. So, Friday, that's kind of interesting. And what time did you say that started again?
Starts at 7. I believe the fair normally out there opens like at 4 o'clock, but on Fridays, I think it opens earlier.
Okay.
So somebody go check that on their website, and if it does open like around noon or 1 in the afternoon, you buy your ticket to the fair, you get to hang out at the fair all day and go to the race that night. And it's like I say, once again, it is free with your ticket to the fair.
Wow. That's huge. So after that, what's the next race for Paris?
We go back on the 26th. We have a full stock car show, modified, street stocks, super stocks, factory stocks. Then November 7th, 8th, and 9th, I know you're coming to that, the Budweiser Oval National, presented by All Coast Construction, the best non-wing sprint car drivers from the Midwest and the West. That's going to be three nights of racing. We wrap up the season on the 16th of November.
Uh-huh.
With another full stock car show. These two stock car shows we have coming up are rainouts from early in the year. We have a couple, kart races plugged in. I think it's the 19th and the November 2nd. We have carts at the SoCal Oval Carters going on. So we still have a lot of stuff going on. You know, we're different than other racetracks. We're busy 12 months out of the year. If we don't have racing in December, January, into late February, but there's always something on the racetrack during the week, you know, people practicing, testing, movie and TV shoots. So there's always something going on at the racetrack. It's Don always says, we're not as busy during the racing season as we are during the off season because it's booked so much.
Sure. Well, and the best thing to do, folks, go to parisautospeedway.com. You can, cause all the events will be posted on that website. So you can not have to rely on Scott's memory.
Yeah, well, you know, as you're getting older, that's going faster. I've got a guest for you next week you're really going to like. She did a podcast with me today, and she's doing podcasts.
Oh.
Different people around the racing world. She's trying to get a racing movie done, and she's trying to get the attention of Ron Howard.
Well, Opie. It's funny you should say that, because I just interviewed a guy who's the head stunt coordinator up in L.A., and he did the movie Rapid Response, which is an open-wheel race, and he just finished up Ferrari versus Cobra. So maybe I'll hook up with her and send her that contact, because at least if she's doing an automotive race or movie, or wants to do an automotive a racing movie.
Yeah, I think she wants to do almost like a dirt track movie. She's been interviewing a lot of people in dirt track racing. She was here today. She's going from my house to Brody Roa's.
Oh, well, there you go.
And she did Austin and Cody Williams last week. She's done all kinds of different people, not just drivers. Her name is Christy Jurgen. Not just drivers, but people in the industry. And it's good stuff. You know, somebody wants to listen online. Just type in Stagger 52, and I think it's on Podbean.
Mm-hmm.
That's one word, Podbean, as the free app where you can go listen to her stuff.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that. And like I said, you can send her my contact info, and I'll hook her up with Richard, Richard.
Yeah, I'll do that today.
Yeah, because he's been in the business like almost 30 years. So if anybody's got contacts, you know, in the movie industry when it comes to automotive movies, he is the man.
Cool. Very cool.
Yeah. Well, hey, you know, we got to help these young kids out. You know, we have to make them successful, and hopefully they'll take care of us.
You know, it's a love for the sport, I think, from everybody involved, what she's doing. And it'd be a kind of a cool deal to see a real movie about, you know, dirt track racing.
Sure.
You know, and it's not everybody's cup of tea.
Nope.
You know, a lot of people will probably say, well, I'm going to go see that. But those are people who may develop an interest in the sport, too.
Right. Well, and it's
you got to get the word. You got to get the word out there, and you got to plaster the word all over.
Right.
Like, you know, that's one of the things about social media.
Right.
It's free, and you can pound on it every single day to get the word out.
And you know, it's one of these kind of movies where you go and see it. You know, and if you like it, you like it. You don't, you don't. But anything motorsports, like the Rapid Response, I don't think you've seen that movie yet. But it's all about putting a medical team in open wheel racing. You know, back in the day, you know, we're talking in the 70s where, you know, medical facilities in the 70s, I mean, was pretty much non-existent. And they say now because of this Terry Hamill and a few other folks, if you were to have a heart attack at the Indianapolis 500, you'd have better medical care than you would anywhere in the world. That's how high-tech it is. So that's a good movie. So I went and I highly recommend that. That's a good movie. So is hers going to be on a documentary point of view, or is it just more of just letting people know what open wheel racing or dirt racing is all about?
I don't exactly know her exact plan,
gotcha.
How she's going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I say, she's been trying to get like a grassroots feel to the people about who's involved and what their involvement is, just to give whoever this movie gets to an idea of what we're all about.
Yeah, she needs to hook up a Tony Stewart, because Tony Stewart, I bet you $20 would back that to the hilt.
Yeah, possibly.
Yeah, exactly.
Possibly.
All right, well, that sounds pretty cool. And she races herself?
No. She's
really?
Yeah, she's not. When I talked to her, she wasn't even, you know, a huge racing fan to begin with. Now she's there all the time.
Well, yeah, of course.
Which is cool. Well, not a, you know, you said, no, of course. And that's, I hear people say that, you know, we get you there one time, you're going to keep on coming. I totally disagree with when people tell me that.
If you told me
you're going to an NBA game, you'll never see anything like it. And it's like, you're right, because I ain't going back. I've been to one or two NBA games in my life. Same with golf.
Oh.
You know, yeah, you got to play golf. It's like, you know, my dad played golf after he retired. He always played golf. He played 5 days a week.
Oh, God.
I played 8 or 9 times in my life, and it's like, I hated it.
I played twice. I'm way sharper than you. I figured out way sooner than you did this. And I was in an industry where you were expected to play golf. And I just said, hey, I'm not playing golf. I'm sorry.
I've played so many different sports, and I, you know, try to do things to keep fit. And people, they'll suggest golf or tennis. Like, get it. Don't waste my time.
Yeah.
Don't waste my time.
Exactly. I mean, I don't mind watching it on TV because I think I like hearing people whisper. But, you know, other than that, I mean.
I do, too, but it has nothing to do with golf.
I was waiting for you to bounce back on that one. You're so bad. Well, all right. So, again, when's the date of the next race?
We're there next Friday night. That's October 11th.
Okay.
It's during the Southern California Fair, which if people don't know where that is, it's in the city of Paris. It's off the Ramona Expressway on the fairgrounds. And it's a pass car street stocks. Your ticket to the fair gets into the race absolutely free. Race starts at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
I know there is probably a concert after. I'm not sure who is in concert. But they've got some decent talent out there doing the concerts. And of course, there's all kind of that great health food out there called fair food.
You're absolutely right. All right. Hey, well, I'm going to let you slide a little early because check this out. I've got a girl by the name of M.E. Hall. Somehow, some way, she talked Rolls-Royce into giving her their SUV, the Cullinan, and she is going to run the Rebel Rally. Are you ready for that?
She talked them into doing that?
Yeah, a brand new.
You got a phone? You got her phone number?
I'll give it to you. $455,000 Rolls Royce. Gonna go hit the mud. So
gotta love that.
She's coming up next. All right, hey, Scott, thanks a million. Let's get everybody up there. next Friday, October 11th. Be there or be square. FM 96.1. You're more than welcome, buddy. Thank you. FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer.
Life is an important one. Here at The Answer San Diego, we want to hear how this station is making a direct and positive impact on your life. Each day, our programs and hosts enter your busy world of responsibilities and challenges. And every day, it's our wish that what you hear on this station positively affects you and your family. We may be your main source of much-needed information, or we may provide you a perspective about the world that's truthful and timely. Maybe it's giving you unique insights at just the right time. These interactions happen regularly, and we love for you to tell us about it. Here's what we want you to do. Visit TheAnswerSanDiego.com and type in the keyword story for all the details. Then, record a video message and share your story with us. For sharing your impact story with us, you'll automatically be eligible to win a grand prize of a $1,000 gift card. So share your story today. Visit TheAnswerSanDiego.com and use the keyword story for all the details, contest rules, and to submit your video. That's TheAnswerSanDiego.com. Keyword story.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Dennis Prager here inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour, a tour through the land of Israel in December 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. Walk the ancient temple steps, sail on the Sea of Galilee, and so many more unforgettable moments. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. With expert guides and important lectures at key sites, we'll be together in the comfort and safety of luxurious accommodations the whole time. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose.
An extraordinary adventure to Israel can be yours. Join the Stand with Israel tour with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher happening December 2nd through the 11th, 2019. Learn more today at TheAnswerSanDiego.com. That's TheAnswerSanDiego.com.
FM 96.1 North County
and AM 1170 San Diego. The Answer.
Air on. Power on.
Folks, hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170. The Answer. This segment's brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. Check these guys out. All right, I got to get this Rolls-Royce interview in. You're not going to believe it. Here she is, Emmy Hall.
All right, folks. Now, you're not going to believe this, because yeah, I couldn't believe it when I found out about it. It just so happens I know the driver, Emmy Hall, or Emmy Miller. World-class, gosh, she drives everything. And she's talked Rolls-Royce into giving her a Cullinan to run the Rebel Rally. All right, Emmy, I know some Eskimos that need refrigerators. Can you go out there and help those guys sell some refrigerators?
Well, okay, so, well, first of all, I do have to correct you a little bit. I am indeed Emmy Hall. Emily Miller is the woman who puts on the Rebel Rally. But it is a total privilege to be confused with her sometimes because she is absolutely amazing. And she's put on this incredible rally that is 7 days completely all off-road. And we start in Squaw Valley, and then we end up down in the dunes near the Mexican border in Glamis. And all of it is done off-road with no GPS. Everything is done with a compass and a map. And so you're like, you have this big, you're like hunting checkpoints all down through Nevada and then in through the Mojave Desert for 7 days with no technology at all. And it's incredible. And I thought, you know, last year I won it in a Jeep Wrangler Rubicon. And, you know, like, of course a Jeep did well in that. That's what the Jeep is made for. And so I thought, like, what's the most unexpected vehicle I could take? And the new Rolls-Royce Cullinan is pretty unexpected.
Right. And the trunk is big enough for at least a case of Dr. Pepper.
Yeah, I know. I've been trying to get Diet Dr. Pepper as a sponsor for forever, and I cannot get them to return my call. So if any of your listeners know them, please hook a girl up.
And I got to tell you, folks, if this girl, when she goes on a press event, if there's not Dr. Pepper diet, you're going to see one fired up young lady, because I think that's what runs her. Is that, and you didn't think I remembered that, did you?
I've only had three today, so, like, I'm a little bit behind, but, you know.
Okay, so talk about the Rolls-Royce. I mean, how outfitted is this vehicle from bone stock, or is it a stock vehicle?
You know, it's fairly stock. The only thing that we really added to it are skid plate protection on the underside, because we know that we're going to get into some rocky sections, and the last thing I want to do is, you know, punch a hole in the oil pan and blow out that incredible V12 engine. So they did put some skid plates all across, and they're done in three pieces. So if for whatever reason we have to get underneath there, then it's a little bit easier to deal with. We're running the stock 21-inch wheels with the winter tire setup. And a lot of that was, I was a little nervous about that because, you know, like a winter tire in the sand, how is that going to behave? But actually we've been testing for the past couple weekends, and the car behaved beautifully. We went down to Glamis, and it was, I mean, we got stuck once, and that was a driver error thing. It was fantastic. I'm really, really impressed with what those tires can do with that powertrain. Then in the back, we have welded in a spare tire carriage, so we're carrying two spares, and then that we also have room in there for, like, the things that we have to bring, like our first aid kit and our tool kit, our Maxtrax recovery boards. We have some fancy shovels from Demos that are, like, these incredible, like, multi-purpose tools. So we've got those as well. So we've got a lot of self-recovery here. But the way the Rolls has performed so far in testing, I'm not sure how much we're going to need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's good to be prepared. And don't take Elizabeth, because, boy, if you get it scratched or muddy, she will yell at you.
Well, we have put a clear wrap around it because the color, we have that the blue color, and it's so beautiful, and we really wanted to preserve it, and we wanted people to see it. So we've got the clear wrap on it, and then Rolls is kind of surprising us with some other graphics that are on it. I haven't seen it yet, so I'm kind of stoked to see what it looks like next week.
Well, and Dave, we were very excited that we really wanted to show off this car with a little bit of mud on it, for sure.
I mean,
it's going to get dirty.
Yeah, it's going to get slippery.
I'm not going to clean it every night. Like, Rebecca, my navigator, had bought, you know, like a little cleaning mitt and stuff, and I'm like, oh, no, we're leaving the dirt on it the whole time.
Come on, Emmy, you got people. You got people that'll take care of that. You don't have to lift a finger. Trust me, I know how it is. You're going to have that big 40-foot motorhome with the refrigerator and the power.
No, that is not true at all. We all camp, so we have to bring all of our gear with us. We have to bring all of our camping gear with us. So every night you are at a base camp, and so you've got a mesh tent, and we do have a Michelin starred chef, I'm not going to lie. That part's really nice. But other than that, I know. Everyone is camping in tents. We do have a trailer with toilets and showers, but honestly, it's so much of a pain in the butt to take a shower. It's just not even worth it. Like, last year I didn't shower at all.
Why bother? So why bother? Really?
And I can't believe I'm still single after not showering for a week. So there's a lot of, like, the Revel Rally, they call it rough yet refined. I mean, it's rough in that, you know, you're out there and you're really on your own, but they try to make the base camp as comfortable as possible, which is really nice.
Well, you know, you're going to have a real hard time. You know, everybody's going to be there with all these different vehicles, and you're going to come up in a roller. They're going to look at you and say, oh, of course Emmy Hall has to have a Rolls Royce. She just can't be like the rest of us. You know I'm right. So, hey, how do people follow you? Because this is not a one-day, four-hour race.
Right, right. So the best way to follow the rally is on social media or on the website is at Rebel Rally. They do have mapping, so you can click on the live tracking and you can see where we are. And they've partnered with this company called Mapbox, and it's really cool. You can, like, click on a checkpoint, and then a little pop-up window will come out, and it will give you details about where we are. So, like, if we've got a checkpoint on, let's say, Oldsmobile Hill in Glamis, you can click on that, and it will tell you, like, the height of Oldsmobile Hill and, like, why it's such a cool place in Glamis to be and, like, the lookout point. It just gives you a little bit of history so you learn a little bit about where we are and where we're going. So my phone is taken away during the rally, so I can't actually post anything. So the Rebel Rally's social is the best place to follow the rally itself.
Okay, so 10 years ago, would you have ever thought in a million years Rolls-Royce would hand you the keys to a vehicle to go off-road?
Absolutely not. I mean, this one starts at $325,000, but our particular one is $400,000 because we have things like a $500,000 clock and the crystal Spirit of Ecstasy. No, I mean, it's crazy. But what's amazing after testing this, I am so much more confident in what this vehicle can do. It 100% exceeded my expectations in the dunes at Pismo Beach and at Glamis. So now the only thing that we're going to have to do is when we get into the rocky stuff is really be careful about our line choices and make sure that we don't take any unnecessary risks. Our first job is to take care of this vehicle. Our second job is to take care of each other. And our third job is to have a bunch of fun. So that's what we're aiming to do.
And, we really made sure that this car was a true Rolls-Royce both on and off-road. So really, I think, you know, there's a lot of people surprised about the capability of the Cullinan off-road.
Oh, yeah.
It's our engineers put a lot of hours and a lot of effort in with that architecture of luxury to make sure that this is a fully capable vehicle.
When we were out in Glamis, I had some other people ride with me, and they were, like, big Toyota people, you know, they've got, like, their long travel kit, and they're, you know, going and buzzing up the dunes and blah, 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 and they get into the Rolls, and they're like, oh, my God, it's so smooth. I'm like, yeah, it's magic carpet. And I know that that's, like, a marketing term, but there's no other word for it. Like, it is so unbelievably smooth. It's just, it's amazing. And then I was telling Elizabeth, I got into my daily driver, which is this little Miata, and I'm like, oh, my God, this car's so rough.
I know. What's up? And kidney belts not needed in this race car. I have a...
Oh, gosh, no. No, and it's not a race. It's a rally because there's nothing...
Right.
You don't get any points for getting there first. It's all about navigational accuracy. So some of the checkpoints are marked with a flag. Some are with a big green flag. Some are a little closer to get to you, and they're marked with a blue flag. And then some don't have any markings at all. And so for those, you have to kind of drive to where you think it is, and then use your compass and your map to get directly on a very precise latitude and longitude marking. And Rebecca is so good at this. She has gotten us to within 2 meters of a very singular point on Earth. I know. She's such a good navigator.
So, Emmy, you got to put a piece of tape on the dash in big letters, this is not a race.
I do that, dude.
We all know you, girl. I mean, that right foot of yours is 3 times bigger than your left, so, you know, you got to put that little sign on the dash. This is not a race.
I do. I put a thing on there like, you have to drive this home, stupid.
Yeah, right. There you go. Oh, my God. You know, you're going to have so much fun. And, you know, I got to tell you, Rolls-Royce couldn't have picked a better driver. I know Sue Mead is out there crying in her beer, but they really couldn't have picked a better person to represent Rolls-Royce in the off-road community. I think you're just going to have an absolute ball.
I'm excited, and I know that people are going to be very surprised. We just purchased a few, like 100 little mustard Grey Poupon packs, so that when people test us, we can give them a little packet of Grey Poupon. So, you know, like we definitely want to have fun with it because it's so unexpected. And, you know, Rebecca and I are very, like, we love to have a lot of fun and we love to be surprising. And so it really fits with our personality. But at the same time, like, we're super competitive and we are definitely in it to win it. And so the Rolls is the same, you know, it's the same way. It's out there and it's unexpected and it's fun and it's over the top. But it means business.
And
we,
too.
We think this is the ultimate surprise and delight.
And everything you just said about Rolls is you. So it's a perfect match.
You know, I never thought that I would, like, be able to align myself with a luxury brand, but it's incredible.
I know. So have fun in that Miata. And what I would like to do, if we can work it out, is once the event is over, let's do a post-interview and talk about the experience and talk about how Rolls-Royce, you know, stood the test. And I'm happy to do it once you're back in town.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we finish in San Diego. We have the award ceremony in San Diego. So we'll send you all that stuff, and you can come down and see the rolls for yourself.
Ooh. What day is the end of the race? Can I just have
The end of the rally is, the 19th.
This month?
It'll be down on the waterfront in San Diego from 12 to 2.
On the 19th of October?
Uh-huh.
Maybe we can figure out how to get it to KUSI that morning prior to you going down to the bay. What do you think, Elizabeth? Maybe?
Yeah, we can definitely talk about it. We took straight to Glamis that morning, but definitely.
Okay, I'm going to put you
You'll see us in all our, like, we won't have taken a shower at that point either, so you'll see us in all our dirty, disgusting glory.
Good, because I'm not chasing you and I'm not dating you, so that'll be perfectly fine. All right, kiddo. Hey, it's always a joy talking to you. Elizabeth, glad to talk to you, too. And we will put something together after the rally. And again, how can people follow you?
So you follow me personally. I am at MM Motorsports, or just look for Annie Hall on Instagram and Facebook. And then the Rebel Rally is just at Rebel Rally.
All right. Sounds like fun. Go have some fun, and I'll talk to you down the road.
Thank you. See you soon.
Yeah.
Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.